From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Three Belgian nationals have been charged with attempting to commit terrorist murder. Belgium's federal prosecutor said in a statement Saturday that the three were also charged with taking part in the activities of a terrorist group. The charges came after 12 people were arrested in overnight raids across the country in Belgium. 9 other people detained overnight have been released. Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel said the country's anti-terrorism activities are working.
La situation est sous contrôle.
He said the situation is under control. The work of the investigators is showing results, since you have seen that the searches that have been ongoing are giving judicial actors the resources to do their work in the struggle against terrorism to prevent attacks. The country has been living under a threat since the November attacks in Paris, some of whose perpetrators were either Belgian nationals or had lived in Brussels. Then, in March, terrorist attacks on the Brussels subway and airport killed 32 people. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad met with the Russian defense minister in Damascus Saturday, even as U.S. and Russian military officials held separate talks about Russia's attack on U.S.-backed Syrian rebel forces this week. Russian defense officials said that Sergei Shoigu's agenda included current questions of military and technical cooperation between Moscow and Damascus. He also touched on cooperation in the fight against so-called terrorist groups operating in Syria. Months of Russian airstrikes have helped Syrian government forces advance against opposition fighters, but they have also created another area of tension with the United States. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.